Tuesday, June 20th, 2021. Some people who watched yesterday's video will feel like I lied to you because after DT, I said, how could it get better? And it will. Today, we're sprinting. That's how it could get better. Who doesn't love putting the barbell, put the weights away, and let's just sprint our tails off? We do what is effective, not what's popular here at Lynchpin, and that's why it works so darn well. Workout of the day, 4x, 8 200-meter sprints. Rest as needed. The last time we did this exact day was on March 12th, 2021. If you want to go back into your Beyond the Whiteboard app, see how you rested, what your times were, and all that good stuff for comparison. We have other equipment conversions, of course, if you're going to choose to do this on a bike or a rower or a skier or something like that. Super fitness robot times, 38 seconds or less per sprint. More likely, anything in the 55-second or less category. Scaled option today. Maybe it's a bit too much volume for you. Of course, a good way to scale is just ratchet back the intensity. That's a great way to do it. But if you want to scale it even a bit more, you're going to do each for distance, 6 1-minute runs. So just in a 1-minute window, how far can you run? Do that 6 times. And between each one, rest 2 minutes. Limited equipment option and the no equipment option are the same as the workout of the day, 8x200-meter sprints. Accessory work, optional as always. Box jumps, 15 to 25 reps, not for time. The focus today is not metabolic conditioning, it's just explosive power. So you choose the height, jump up, step down, rest as you need between each. The height should be challenging yet appropriate. I'd like to know that you're going to make it. I don't want it to be such an unknown that you are going to just bash your shins in the box. Nobody wants that. And then farmer's carry. Just do 3 farmer's carries. Depends. The distance depends on the loading. Lighter objects will have to be carried a bit further. Heavier objects, a bit of a shorter distance. They're not supposed to be maximal effort till you just drop them in complete muscular failure. But just 3 challenging farmer's carries to build up some of that grip strength. Cool down and stretching for the day, 5 to 15 minutes, casual walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have calf stretch and foam rolling, and the hamstring stretch, both of those accompanied by videos. Oh, I neglected to say this yesterday. Notice at the bottom of the page says this every day, and we mean it. Remove ego, embrace scaling, be smart, be safe, support each other, have fun, and post your results. Take those words to heart, and they will at least help you have a long, sustainable, wonderful experience with CrossFit. Enjoy the sprints, and I will see you back here tomorrow for more training.